Part 3.
Voicemail may cost companies business.
Keywords.
Voicemail.
Ad campaign.
High service.
Voice jail.
Etiquette guide.
Vocabulary.
Turn off.
Voicemail.
Be wary of.
Health Maintenance Organization, HMO.
Lampoon.
Disembodied.
Fidelity.
Spoof.
Fury.
Run-in.
Flawed.
Etiquette.
Overhaul.
Tag.
Backlash.
Take care.
Plot research.
Pacific Bell.
A. Listen to a radio program about automated phone systems. As you listen, complete the following statements which reflect different opinions of the speakers.
An automated phone system aimed at saving companies money may be turning off their customers. The system is voicemail, in which callers are instructed to punch buttons to reach the desired party or to have a question answered. It's used by more than one-third of major U.S. companies. Consultants are warning that this system has hidden costs that could result in lost business. In the San Francisco area, one company's biggest selling point is that it does not use voicemail.
5 years ago, when voicemail was first introduced, many companies were wary of the technology. Now it seems voicemail has taken over both business and government phone services. In a recent ad campaign, Take Care, a large health maintenance organization, lampooned the disembodied voices with their menu options.
Hello, welcome to Fidelity HMO. If you have a question, press 1 now. If you would like that question answered, press 2 now. If you would like to be put on hold for 10 minutes, press 3 now. If you'd like to hear bland orchestrated pop songs...
In the ad, Take Care boasts its customers have an old-fashioned alternative to voicemail.
And the patient's first name? And how can I help you?
In the Take Care service department, 10 live operators answer more than 1,000 customer phone calls each day. President Jed Jessup says the spoof on voicemail has been a huge success in promoting his company's distinctive image.
We strive to deliver personalized service.